All right, so we're getting a lot of calls here at 426-5343, which is great, about the beatdown of the century. Well, it's not quite the beatdown of the century. These high school teams in Southern California played over the weekend, and the final score was 106-0.
Right.
And the coach kept the starters in, whose quarterback, by the way, the starting quarterback of the team that won, was a UCLA prospect.
Yeah.
And he kept him in for the whole game. And the other thing that happened that got people sick to their stomach was when they were up 104-0 in this high school football game on Friday night, the team with 104 points that just scored, instead of kicking a extra point, went for two.
That's rubbing salt in the
wound.
Man,
that's ice cold.
Mm-hmm. So, it's not funny, by the way. We're just laughing right. Because Carrie's laughing.
What?
So,
so, oh, Carrie, you bad seal.
What are you doing, Carrie? That's not as bad as Greg just sent us a message here. That's not as bad as the 1916 Cumberland versus Georgia Tech game.
Yes, I read about that.
What was that? 222-0.
Yes.
What? Yeah, Georgia Tech won.
But do you
that
know
game.
What happened in that game? Can no. I just throw this in?
What happened?
So I think it was Cumberland that lost, right? Had zero
yes.
points.
Yes.
Well, they had dismantled their team, their football team. But league rules or something, they had to play this game that was coming up.
Uh-huh.
So they started recruiting fraternity and club members
oh.
on campus to play because they had no team. And that's part of what happened.
Wow. Okay, well, that you can understand. But we're talking about, so what happens in Indiana when if we get into a situation like that, and we're talking about in Indiana, there's a mercy rule. What did you want to say?
Okay, in Indiana, there is a mercy rule. If the winning team is ahead by 35 points at the half, there is a running clock during the second half, meaning the clock never stops.
Oh, okay. The clock never stops. Okay, okay.
The clock never stops, okay?
Okay.
And I just learned today that there is a new mercy rule in girls basketball.
Uh-oh.
Same principle. If you are ahead by 35 points at halftime, it's a running clock in the second half.
Running clock. Clock does not stop, so the game ends quickly.
Correct.
Okay, well, see, now that...
And hopefully less painfully for the losing team.
Yeah, because of the... You know, you remember the Columbia City Eagles was 106-0 over Belmont.
Right.
And so that wasn't fair either. And so...
Right.
That was years ago, and that was a middle school. But it applies, when you say that, it applies to all the schools, right?
High schools.
High school, okay.
High schools, yes.
All right, so if you want to run up the score, you got to go to middle school.
That I don't know. and as a side comment, I have no respect at all for the coach of that team you just mentioned.
Going for two?
Oh, going for two, leaving his starters in?
Yeah.
There's no excuse. For one thing, why risk an injury to your starting player?
Well, that's another thing.
Local coach here many years ago who operated on the same principle. He kept his starters in no matter what. And I had very little respect for him.
Oh, my.
Jim, Carrie, and Angie in the morning. Classic Hits 101.7.